everybody for returning for part two of today on 11/26 of 2011. And we were studying the first portion in reference to who wrote the Bible, who was the Bible written to, who the Bible was written about, who was the Bible written for. We usually have a canned answer to that, but we're looking at Scripture to get a clearer understanding of who were these people. And so the first thing we looked at was, where was the Garden of Eden and the first river, and how do you utilize Scripture to explain itself and to be able to give you a geographical location of where the first river Pison was, because today we don't have a river called Pison. And from there we were able to realize that Pison surrounded the whole land of Havilah, according to the Bible. And so if we could find the land of Havilah, then we know that it would be rivers that would surround the whole land of Havilah. And we found out that Havilah was the son of Cush, and Cush was the son of Ham, and Cush was translated by the Greeks into Ethiopia. So we know that an Ethiopia means burnt-faced people, and Cush meant in the ancient world everything south of Egypt. So we know it has to be south of Egypt, inside of Africa. It cannot be outside of Africa, the Horn of Africa, or the center part of Africa. So that's what we found out in our first session. And we found out also that the Bible says in Psalms 49:11 that they named the lands after themselves. And we found out that that's how we was able to identify Havilah, because since Havilah was the son of Cush, which Cush means Ethiopia, it's under the Ethiopian Empire. Once we were able to do that, then we knew where the land of Havilah was. And so now what we were looking at, we were talking a little bit about what they call the Great Lakes of Africa. Now, most people don't know that there are the Great Lakes of Africa. Just like in Michigan, there's the Great Lakes in Michigan. Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, and those lakes up there. Lake Huron. Lake Superior. So now in Africa, when you have the Great Lakes regions, if you look on your maps, you'll see different ones. I don't know who has their maps with them, but one is, as Valerie was saying, when she was in Tanzania, someone was telling her about the Lake Victoria. Okay. Now, if you look on page 24 in your book, you will see the different types of rivers there are. And you'll see that there's Lake Turkana, Lake Victoria, Lake Malawa in the south, Lake Tanakia, Lake Kivu, and there's another lake, and Lake Albert. Yeah, there we go. I believe that's Lake Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's quite a few of them. So you'll see that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 lakes that make up the Great Lakes of Africa. Okay, in that particular region. So, and like I said, most people never knew there was the Great Lakes of Africa. But that's okay. We're learning a whole lot of things that the Bible is teaching us. And so somewhere around the Great Lakes in those regions, one of those rivers is what the River Pison, which surrounded the whole land of Havilah. So that's where we were able to see the source. The source of the Nile is from where? Do y'all know where the source of the Nile is from?
Source,
if you're looking at your chart, if you're looking at your map, it tells you.
Havilah? Is it Havilah?
I didn't say what land. My question was in reference to what, where was the Nile, the source of the Nile from? Where did its waters come from?
Oh, where did the water, where did...
Right, the river, yeah, you know, Nile is a river. And a river starts somewhere from other rivers or lakes or wherever, and then it flows and creates this new river. So, if you look at Genesis chapter 2, okay, we read verses 10 through 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we found the first river. So let's read the next verse, and let's see if we can find the second river.
You said Genesis 2?
Yes, Genesis chapter 2. We're going to read verse number 13 now. We read verses 10 through 12 in part 1 of the class. Now we're going to read verse 13 to try to get a clarity of the second river. Okay, can we have someone who has their scriptures open to read that for us?
Turn the light on.
Genesis 2, 13. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia.
Okay, so now we have another river. Okay. As the Bible says, it's called what?
You want to know the name of the river?
Yes.
Gihon.
Okay. Some call it Gihon and some call it Gihon. Okay. So this river here, which is called Gihon, that's how I pronounce it. We do not have a river called Gihon today, do we?
No. I don't think so.
No. So
I've heard of one.
Right. So now we have to use the same strategy we used a few minutes ago for the first river, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the strategy of how do we find this second river?
We read a little bit more of the scripture, and we go down to where it says, compass the whole land of Ethiopia.
So what does that mean?
Where we look at Ethiopia, we
where
know
is Ethiopia?
That we know that Ethiopia is in Africa.
Okay, but also where in Africa? Africa is large. You know, you can take the whole United States and put it in the desert of Africa, and you still haven't filled it. Did you know that?
South of Africa.
We go back to Kush.
Okay, it goes back to Kush. And why does it go back to Kush?
Because that's where the generation started, Ham.
Okay.
The generation of Ham started right there. Kush started from Ham. So.
Okay. But now, how does this surrounds the whole land of Ethiopia have to do with Kush?
Did you repeat that question, Professor? I'm sorry.
Okay. How does the land that's called, I mean, how does the land or the river of that we're talking about, the second river called Gihon, it says it surrounded the whole land of Ethiopia. How does the whole land of Ethiopia surrounded by the land of Gihon have anything to do with Kush?
Because that's where his dad, that was the land of his dad, Ham.
But we're not talking about Ham right at the moment. We're talking about what?
We're talking about Avalon.
Nope, that was the first river. We're in the second river now.
We talk about
Gihon. Right, Gihon. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same as it which compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. My question is, what you all mentioned Kush. What does Kush have to do with the land of Ethiopia?
Or isn't Kush connected to Ethiopia?
Okay, that is a question, or is that a answer to my question? Are you asking me a question? Or you answered my question.
I'm kind of asking the question. Isn't Cush connected to Ethiopia?
Okay. I need y'all to realize two things. Who changed the names of all of these people?
Was it European.
Which ones?
Was it the Greek?
Yes, it was the Greeks. The Greeks kept changing, and so the name originally was Cush, and they changed it to what name?
Ethiopia.
So basically when we read here in the Bible, if you read some translation, it'll tell you in verse 13, it'll say, and the name of the second river is Gihon, the same as it which compassed the whole land of Cush. And that's why I was asking you, how does Cush relate to Ethiopia?
Because that's where he was from, or that was his land.
No, because Ethiopia and Cush is the same name. Someone just changed it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've been trying to get y'all to see.
We weren't connecting it right. We think about the original one, but yeah, you're right. You're perfectly right.
And that was the trick. The trick was, if we can change the names, nobody will know who they're talking about.
Yes.
And they did.
Yes.
They just changed the name. And we just read, we know that the Greeks changed the name of Cush to Ethiopia. And so they figured that if they throw that in there, you wouldn't know who they're talking about.
Yes, we would know it was Cush.
Right, and we didn't.
It's true.
And so their plan does work. But now once you understand the plan and you can understand Scripture, then that don't mean anything no more. Because now you see that the Bible says the second river is Gihon, the same as it which compassed the whole land of Cush. And we know who Cush is. And we know what...
Come to think of it here, it looked like I was doing some studying on it, because right beside Ethiopia I have Cush.
That's right. Because what?
I must have been doing that a couple of time ago, and oh, wow.
They're the same.
Yeah.
So the trick is, you got to make sure that you don't, you know, that you know what is the same, so you don't get caught trying to figure out something that's obvious. So let me ask y'all a question. We covered it, and we'll ask a question again. We've been talking about it. What was the land mass of Cush, the land of Cush? Where did it begin and where did it end? And what does the word Ethiopia mean by the Greeks? Why did they name it that way?
It means black, right?
That's right. It means burnt-faced people. That's what Ethiopia means, burnt-faced people. If you look in my book, you should see that in there. And so that's where some of the points start. Okay, over here on page 21, anybody have my book?
Yes.
Okay, if you go under the section that's called Introduction to the Four Rivers. Okay, I want you to go down to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want you to go to the 7th line from the bottom of that paragraph, of that section.
The 7th line, talking about the Tigris and the Ephra River, which surrounds the land of Naram.
No, are you coming from the bottom, the 7th from the bottom, or are you coming 7th from the top?
Oh, 7 from the bottom. Oh, okay. So we're talking about the son of Cush established this land in ancient times. As one can see, these four rivers all surround the lands that were inhabited and controlled by Africa, Cushites, and Ethiopians.
Okay. Yep, that's it. Keep reading. I want you to read down a little further. It's going to talk about where the word Ethiopia came from.
This makes it obvious that the Garden of Eden was in classical Africa, And on the ancient African continent, Adam and Eve imperatively were Ethiopians, burnt-faced people, Cushites, and black Africans.
Okay, so there you go. That's all right there. We just showed you that the word Ethiopia means what?
Cush.
Burnt-faced people.
Burnt-faced people.
Right, that's what the
Greeks
called
us.
Called us burnt-faced people, which they translate into Ethiopia. And Cushites was their name before that, which were obviously, if you're in Africa and you're black, that makes you a black African. Okay, so I want y'all to make sure you try to get an understanding of that so that you can remember when we talk about Egypt, Ethiopia. I mean, Ethiopia, you're referring to. Now, start off at the beginning of that paragraph, introduction to the four rivers.
Okay, the words Cush and Ethiopia keep coming up in reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible.
Now, is
the
that true?
Cush,
we go line by line, sentence by sentence. Okay. Otherwise, we'd be assuming a lot of things. Is that true?
Okay. The word Cush and Ethiopia keep coming up in a reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible.
Yes, is that a true statement? And if it is,
yes,
explain to me
how. I believe it's true
how.
Because we just read something with Ethiopia in it.
Well, you got to be more precise than something.
In Genesis 2:13,
okay,
it says that in the name of the second river, and then it talks, and when you get down, it says, compasses the whole land of Ethiopia.
Okay, so we see that the whole, right. So we see that the second river totally relates to what? Ethiopia, right?
Yes.
Or burnt-faced people, or Cushites. Okay. So, okay, but we said four rivers. We only covered two. How does the first river relate to that statement?
How does the first river relate to it?
Mm-hmm. Now, read the statement again so everybody can understand what the question is.
Read the first paragraph?
Just the first sentence, yes. Mm-hmm.
The words Cush and Ethiopia keep coming up in reference to the four rivers that are used to identify the Garden of Eden in the Bible.
Okay, good. Now, how does the first river relate to that statement that you just read?
I think it's found in verse 10. Two.
Okay. All right. So explain to me how that relates. That's what I need y'all to explain to me. How does Ethiopia and Cush relate to the first river?
Because in verse 10 it said, and it said in verse 10 that the river was went out of Eden to water the garden, and the river basically the first name of the river it was from Ethiopia. Because when you go down into verse 13 and verse 14, it said it compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. It has to be coming from in Ethiopia to be able to compass the whole land of Ethiopia. So that's how I connect them together.
Okay. Now, what does that got to do with the first river? That's
because
the second
it's coming
river.
From the same place.
Oh,
in it,
okay.
It, same place. In it started. This started. The point of it seems to me from verse 10 to 14 coming from Ethiopia.
Okay,
so
point.
All the rivers started from there, and then
okay.
You know,
Good point. Good point.
Huh?
That's good. Good point.
Yeah, in back there in Africa, and it spreads out.
Right. Okay. Good point. Okay, what about, you got a comment there, Catherine?
I know, I agree with her. It's all coming from one source, and then it's branching out. So it's like the root of it. It has the same.
Okay, so where did they all start at?
That's what we're saying.
The Eden, right?
Right, but where? Where? Didn't we just talk about the African Great Lake region?
Right, so that's why I said
okay.
It has to start it right there in Kush, in the land
right.
of Kush, which is called Ethiopia, no, modern time.
Right, okay.
So the Garden of Eden is right there. It started everything. Oh, boy.
Now, the key is the African Great Lake region is where the first river is found.
Say that again.
The African Great Lake region is where the first river is found. That's
uh-huh.
where Havilah is. Mm-hmm.
That's where Havilah is.
Yes, if you look on the map, but you don't have your map, so I understand.
Yes.
But the bottom line is that the African Great Lakes, it creates the longest river on the planet. Did y'all know that?
Say that again.
Yep. You said the African Great Lake region is?
Creates.
What?
The largest river on planet Earth.
No, I didn't know that.
I know. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, they don't talk about us, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you know. Okay.
Yeah.
So my question goes back to, okay, the second river, okay, so my question was the word Cush in Ethiopia keeps coming up. How does Cush in Ethiopia relate to the first river? We covered that the first hour. Mm-hmm.
Cush, because Cush is Ethiopia. The name was changed.
Got that part. Now, how does it relate to the first river? So think about it. What does the first? What is the? Where is the first river?
Avila.
Thank you.
The land of Avila.
Connection.
And Avila is connected with Cush, with Ethiopia.
Ah.
Awesome.
How is Avila connected to Cush?
River Nile.
How
That's
is Avila connected to Cush?
River Nile.
Isn't Avila Cush's son? I mean, Cush.
Yes.
Is it? Yes.
Yes. So is he a Cushite and an Ethiopian?
He's a Cushite.
Yes.
Avila is a Cushite.
Thank you. Is Cush a Cushite?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how they relate. See,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get
a
y'all
family.
To think.
Black family.
Thank you. That's my daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's my daddy, that's what I am. If my daddy's a Cushite, what am I?
Cushite.
A Cushite. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. So that's why I said the words Cush and Ethiopia keep coming up to the four rivers. In the first
yeah.
river, it's related how?
The family.
Okay,
it's
through
a,
who?
It's a true harvest.
The Cushite.
Started from the Cushite. But
right.
I still go back to Ham because... Cush is the son of Ham, isn't that? Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm still here. Okay, so the key is that the first river relates to the Cushites and Cush in Ethiopia through Havilah.
Yeah.
The son.
Uh-huh.
That's how it relates back to Ethiopia and Cush. Now, you're going to find out that all of the four rivers, all of them, all relate to guess who?
To
you
Cush.
Read it in the first line. Thank you. Thank you. So, we see the second river surrounds the land of what?
The second river?
Yes, second river. Mm-hmm. Surrounds the land of or encompasses the land of what?
Cush.
Thank you. Cush, Ethiopia, whichever word you want to use, because they keep changing it on you. So, if it surrounds the land of Cush, there's one river that starts, it's called the Blue Nile. If you look on your thing, it starts in the mountains of, guess who? Ethiopia.
The Blue Nile started in the mountain of Ethiopia?
That is correct. The Blue Nile.
So, is that where the Nile River gets its name?
That's where one of them is. If you look on
them, okay.
Right. See, you don't have your book. You don't have your book with you. But
no.
If whoever has their books, if you look, you'll see that all of these lakes are connected through little rivers, including Lake Victoria, and
mm-hmm.
they all and the main ones. When there's a Victoria Nile, there's an Albert Nile, and they come together and they form the Mountain Nile. The Mountain
mm-hmm.
Nile comes north and it flows and it's changed name to the White Nile. Then the White Nile and guess what? The Blue Nile, which starts in the mountains of Ethiopia, unite together and form, guess what? The Nile River.
The Nile River, okay.
And the Nile River
so
is the longest river in the world.
My son was talking about the Nile River, but I don't think he have it that way that you just explained it, that it started from the mountain of Ethiopia, which was called the Blue Nile.
Yep. But yes,
yeah,
but most people.
So the Blue Nile spread out with the White Nile, and all of those come together and call the River Nile.
Yes, the Nile River is
the
White
Nile
and the Blue Nile coming together. Yes.
So it's the Blue Nile and the White Nile coming together and call the River Nile.
Right, but what creates?
Okay,
where does the Blue Nile begin?
It begins in the mountain of Cush.
Okay, good. The mountains of Cush, the mountain of Ethiopia. Where does the White Nile come from?
Well, it's the offspring of the Blue Nile.
Nope. The Blue Nile and the White Nile unite.
Unite
to
together.
Become, right. Two rivers unite to become the Nile.
I don't know where the White Nile come from. Would it be Gion?
No. Okay. Catherine, do you have your book in front of you? You're looking at page 23?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So tell us, what creates the White Nile? What's below the White Nile?
I'm looking at the Blue and the White Nile, and I see how they connect,
mm-hmm.
and I see under that, I see the Mountain Nile.
Okay, good. The Mountain Nile
is where life begins.
No, the White Nile comes from the Mountain Nile. So in the mountains
the White
of
Nile come from the Mountain Nile.
Yes. There's a few of them. That's why if you had the
so the
book,
the Mountain Nile is the main Nile.
Nope, it's one of the Niles. It's the Nile. It's the main Nile that creates the White Nile.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
oh.
in the mountains, you have all these creeks and streams and everything coming together, and they cause the Mountain Nile. And this Mountain Nile flows north, and then they change the name to the White Nile.
Oh,
and the
so
White
what
Nile,
was the original name before the White Nile? It was
Who knows?
Nile?
No, not what is named before that. It's what rivers come together to form the White Nile, which is the Mountain Nile. Now, if you look on your book again, you should be able to see there's two other rivers that create the Mountain Nile.
The Albert Nile.
Right.
And the Victoria Nile.
Thank you. So now there's two major rivers again that form the Mountain Nile, which forms the White Nile, which is part of the Nile. Because the Blue Nile and the White Nile create the Nile River.
Mm.
So now you have from Lake Victoria, guess what river you have leaving Lake Victoria?
Lake Kivu.
No.
Kivu.
No. What river do we have leaving Lake Victoria? It's called
Nile.
The Victoria Nile comes from, guess what? Lake Victoria. Now, how do you know that? If you look on map on the page across from it, on page 22, you should see this big blue Lake Victoria And on, underneath it, it says Lake Victoria. And if you look above it, it says Victoria Now. Now, you can go to any atlas and find the stuff that I have here, because all I did was go to the atlas and draw it up.
Why was it called Victoria Nile? Was there an original name before the word Victoria?
Of course. You know that came from what? Queen Victoria. You know, they go around and name everything.
Right. I realize
yeah,
that. But what was its original name for Victoria? Do you know?
I don't know. Matter of fact, I didn't even know there was a such thing as the Great Lake region of Africa. I never even knew that till I was studying this, and I stumbled on it. Yeah, that's how this finds out. As
that time man gave me a name.
That's
and
right.
He connected to the Victoria River. He did. But I cannot remember the name that he gave me. It's in my head, but I cannot call it. And when he was explaining it, he refers it to the Victoria River. And I think that was the original name he was giving me. But so I think I have it on tape on my cassette.
Good.
I think I'm going to check that and see if I can get that name. But it does have an original name before Victoria.
Excellent. I would appreciate that. Right. Okay, I mean, like I said, I went to the Atlas and got this. So, you know, the Atlas only going to give me their names. They're not going to give me the ancient names.
The Maasai man gave me a name.
Yes, the Maasai would know.
Yeah, it's in my head, but I just can't call it out.
Yep, okay, good. Okay, so you can see that all of these rivers are coming and are forming from these great lakes. And that's the good part. That's the part that we wanted you to realize. So now that we know that the Blue Nile surrounds the land of Ethiopia from the mountains of Ethiopia, right? So that's the river we think is, so we know that the Nile River flows up through Ethiopia, flows through Egypt, flows into the Valley of the Kings, flows into the the Nile Valley civilization, and dumps into the Delta and finally into the Mediterranean Sea. And that's the longest river in the world.
So I thought named Euphrates in verse 14.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's finish the second river.
Okay,
so that's the second river, is the Nile River. That's what we call it today.
Okay.
Everybody follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, now we'll have to get to the third and fourth river, which is the next verse. Third and fourth. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's take another 15-minute break since we just covered another heavy one.
Okay.
So y'all can get it in your brain, you know, click it together. It's now 3:58, so let's get together at 4:15, and then that'll be our last session.
Okay. Thank you.
And y'all think about it, and we'll try to come back together, and we're going to talk about the last two rivers, and that's how we're in.
So we're going to come back at 4:15?
Yes, 15 minutes, so I can dump this and put it, this tape.
Okay.
Because we're taping. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, thank you.